The following episode was recorded February 10th, 2021. I was looking through my archives and my recordings, and I was able to fish out some episodes that I could share with you guys, so I hope you'll enjoy it. I hope you'll gain something from it, and let's dive in. Hello, my friends. Hello, Army. I have been dealing with some health issues that are not related to the pandemic. Just some things that are going on that I'm trying to focus on and amp up my system, whether it is with my organ health or my lungs. I'm wondering how all of you are doing. I hope that you're staying healthy, that you're staying as active as you can, and that you are as happy as possible. I hope you guys are safe, and I hope that you have things to look forward to and things to enjoy. BTS gives us so many things to look forward to every day, all the time. I know I said this episode is going to be a quick little update. It actually ended up turning into talking about health and how BTS inspires us by being healthy and doing what they need to do to be really physically fit and, you know, well-conditioned, healthy immune system and all that. I talked about that for ourselves and tied it into BTS and how they are great examples of health and of stamina for us. So even though I said that it was going to be quick, it's not so quick. It's more like 15 to 20 minutes by the time I'm done editing. I just want you guys to know that I care about all of us. I care about you guys. I care about how we are feeling, and I care that we're still struggling if we're struggling, or, you know, if we have issues that we don't know how to solve. And if I could do something to help any of you, I definitely would, whether it's sharing something that I've learned. I did grow up with a nutritional and immune system, you know, wellness background. So if there's anything that I can do to answer some of your questions or help you find an answer to some of your questions, if you're unable to find it, message me, ask me, or on my Twitter, you know, I would love to hear from you. So find me on Twitter, and I really thank you guys for your support and for being here. I thank you for listening, because it's great to know that I have something to say that people want to hear. So thank you so much for that. I want to shout out to all the people in every single place that are listening to this podcast. This is Begin the Search, and it is a podcast inspired by BTS, who inspires me so much. And I wanted to share and give to others, because BTS gives to me love and comfort and encouragement and support through their music, through the positive and uplifting things that they say, the things that they do, and everything that they stand for. So I wanted to pass that on. I wanted to send that forward past me to others. So thank you again for listening. I am working on episodes, and I have a lot of recordings put together, but it hasn't been able to be my top priority. I miss talking to you guys, and I love that we have some surprises coming up by BTS. I'm just really happy for BTS that they've been able to stay busy and to stay working and doing a lot of amazing things, whether it's with brands or whether it's with their own music. They're doing a lot of modeling brands or representing brands. And they've done a lot with accessories and products and stuff. And since we love them so much, of course, it makes us very interested in what they are representing. So it makes us want to buy more. I'm not mad about it at all. I think it's great that they are so influential, that so many people want to do what they're doing and eat what they're eating and drink what they're drinking and wear what they're wearing. And so I'm proud of BTS for all they've accomplished so far. I am on a busy road. A bumpy road. It's a bumpy road. It's not very busy. But I've just come from a store where I was able to buy some healthy products that should target various areas of my body and wellness, so I can feel much, much better and have a clear mind and be able to manage my time better, sleep better, eat better, you know, just function better. And I hope that you guys will do the same. If there are any areas of your life that you need to focus on, whether it's health, whether it's your mental or emotional well-being, or it's just your health in general, if your body's not well, obviously, if there's something in your body that's not well, it needs attention. Do you remember when BTS went on Jimmy Fallon? It was that night where they went to that food, that sandwich place. I don't know what the sandwich place was called, but it's this famous salami or famous sandwich place in New York. And RM asked for veggies, or he's like, no veggies? And Jimmy Fallon's like, you kidding me? No need for veggies, you know? Our Korean friends, BTS, are, you know, they're our family. They're our, to many of us, they're everything. They're our support. They're our comfort, our, you know, assurance. They are the people who make us feel loved if we don't feel loved by anyone else in this world. And we see them eating vegetables all the time. We see them eating plant life all the time. There was a clip of Taeyong and Jungkook eating a snack. And Jungkook was eating carrots. And Tae picks up his pack and he looks inside his pack and he's like, Mr. Jungkook, why do you have too many carrots? And Jungkook just starts smiling as he's chewing on a carrot. And he's like, I know, right? Like, I know I have a lot of carrots. But he had so many full, big carrots, like a bag of them. Probably, I don't know if there was like 8 or 10 or 15 in there. But I buy carrots all the time. And you can't eat too many carrots unless your doctor tells you there's a reason why your body can't handle these carrots. But if you're not allergic to carrots, you can't eat too many of them. Eventually, if you do eat a lot of carrots, your skin might turn yellowish or orange. Then you know that you probably can tone back on some of the carrots. Don't eat so many, but you can have carrots every single day. You can cook them or you can eat them fresh and raw. BTS, they are healthy boys. They're men, you know, in their 20s. They have a lot of stamina. They have a lot of endurance. They dance, they perform, they practice all the time. They work out in the gym. That's for conditioning and toning and strengthening. It's not just so they can look handsome and sexy and hot and desirable. It's not the only reason. You know, they're not doing this to be models for underwear companies. They're doing it to maintain their best health. And I think they're doing it a little bit to push and see how good they can look and feel. So for RM, for example, he said that he likes to go running, he likes to work out. We've all seen him get a lot more muscular in the last year, and it's really nice effect on him. He looks great. I almost prefer him a little bit more, you know, kind of fine featured, like not so muscular, but that's okay. It's not my body. It's him, and he's doing what he wants, and it's not hurting him in any way. So I know they all go to their physicals, they go to their doctor regularly to get a clean bill of health, and I know that the vegetables they eat contributes to that. I know they take vitamins as well. And it's not just vitamins that they have, you know, been sponsored by or vitamins that they're representatives for, the brand. They are taking vitamins because they know that it helps them to become very healthy and to stay healthy. So, besides BTS, I've known this my whole life, but it's become a lot more important to me in the last few years, and especially recently as I've had things come on that are more serious, where I'm like, that organ needs attention, or this system in my body needs attention. Let's not neglect this anymore. Let's target this area. We've seen various members of BTS getting sick or exhausted at different times. They have shared those things with us, so we've seen J-Hope was really sick one time. He was sitting down and Jin gave him RJ to hold. And we've seen another time that Jungkook was passing out or just like really dehydrated or really depleted of, I don't know if it was just his, you know, all over, if he was fatigued or what happened during one of the concerts, but they were trying to help him out and, you know, I don't know if it was like bring the blood to flowing to different parts of his body because he was just overwhelmed and exhausted during that tour. I don't recall which one that was, but I think that we've all seen a clip here or there of Jungkook backstage being worked on by their health professionals and seeing if he's going to be able to go on and perform or not. I don't know what happened after that. I think it was part of burn the stage or bring the soul. What's it called? Bring the soul, burn the stage. I think it was in Bring the Soul where we got to see some of that. And it's really scary and, of course, makes us sad and worried for our favorite guys. But at the same time, it shows that they're human. It shows that they're not invincible and that their bodies can come to a condition of needing physical and health attention. And so I just want to encourage all of us to do the same thing. If there's something that needs attention, maybe you're just getting colds and the flu a lot, whether you've had COVID once or twice or more, whether you are not responding well to various medication or vitamins. A medication is great to solve certain issues, and we definitely need it because it can heal and cure us. And also, vitamins and minerals and herbs and plants can also cure us. Like, for example, if you ever want to know if cilantro is good for you, because there's cilantro in a lot of salsa. We like Mexican food, or, you know, they serve it with burritos or different Mexican salads. Cilantro is amazing for you. So if you just go Google cilantro, or just say the benefits of cilantro, look in YouTube. There's like a 2 or 3 minute video, several of them actually, on the benefits of cilantro. And you can just eat it, or you can juice it if you have a juicer. I mean, you can put it on a burger, you can put it on a sandwich, you can eat it with crackers and cream cheese. I like to have like a little handful of cilantro every day. And I also do the same with alfalfa sprouts or broccoli sprouts or clover sprouts. They're really tasty. Just obviously you wash it, and I like to buy organic because it's not even any much more expensive than regular cilantro. I just bought 2 bunches of cilantro. They were each 79 cents. So, you know, for less than $2, I can get a lot. And so this is how I like to eat cilantro the best. You just put your corn tortilla down. You put several of them down. And you put cheese on top. And I like to, just for convenience, buy the shredded Mexican or Fiesta blend of cheese. Bake those for a few minutes till they get a little bit crispy and the cheese, you know, is melted. And then, or whatever level of crisp or softness that you like. And then I pull them out and let them cool for a few minutes. And then I just put some fresh cilantro on top, fold it like a taco, and enjoy it. You might need to look up what foods are not doing your body any good, because everybody's body is different. Even if we have the same organs and the same systems, some of us might not be able to handle things as well as others. For example, my body cannot handle dairy as well as somebody else's body might be able to. And I'm not allergic to dairy, but I have some sensitivities to it where it will mess with me. It will make me bloated. It will make me congested. Anyway, so there are certain things that some of us can eat no problem, and others of us need to stay away from it or find out what's triggering this or that symptom in our bodies and try to correct it. And then also there are certain vitamins and herbs that some of us need where others of us don't need those vitamins and herbs. I know for me, when I eat margarine or something with the ingredient margarine, I will break out in blemishes all over my face. So I know that margarine's not good for me. Just right off the bat, my skin shows me that it's not good for me. I'm trying to think if there's another one. Oh, broccoli. I love broccoli, but I cannot eat broccoli because I have a thyroid illness. It's actually an autoimmune disorder. It was diagnosed when I was in college. So I have to stay away from broccoli and tomatoes. I'm not allowed to really eat potatoes, but I will cheat sometimes and eat them, but it's not good for me. So cauliflower is not good for me. Eggplant is not good for me. What it does is it will attack my thyroid gland, and then once it is successful in attacking it to the point where it kills my thyroid, it will go and say, hey, that was fun. Let's go attack something else in her body. So I just don't want that. I want my thyroid gland, I want my organs, I want everything not to be attacked. And besides, BTS attacks us all the time, you know, with their performance and with their looks and with everything, with our charm, how dreamy they are, how amazing they are. They're just such cool people. But anyway, where I was going with this is, if we want to be our best selves, inside and out, we can make steps, we can make priorities and do things and buy things and eat things and drink things and take things or avoid things to be healthier. And I want to be here as long as possible. I want to go to a BTS concert in person. I would love to sometime get the sound check tickets. I would love to be in the first level somewhere where you can look at the stage and you don't have to look at the big screens and you can see their faces. You can actually see the expressions on their faces. I want to see Taeyong as he looks out at armies all over through the audience, through the stadium. If you haven't seen it yet, there's these videos that say something about you can see Tae's love for us and how he feels loved as well. And he just looks around. I think Jimin does too. I think they all do. You can see it in their faces. You can see it in their eyes. But I want to see that in person. And I want to be here for that. And I want to be here as long as I can. So, just to be able to work on myself is really important. It's the most important thing. And I don't want to be sick. And I don't want to be, like, critically ill and dying. So, I am really sorry to you guys that I haven't been able to get the episodes out that I've been working on. But since I am somewhat of a perfectionist, and I know that my podcast isn't perfect, and I know that my editing skills are not perfect, and I know that I am going to have flaws in every episode until I really get good at it, it's just kind of embarrassing, and I don't want to present that to you guys, so I've been holding off giving you episodes because I'm really trying to make a good episode. I'm really trying to piece it together well. I have my Map of the Soul on the Experience episode that I've been working on since October, since it aired when we got to watch it live on October 10th and 11th, 2020, and I've still been working on that, but it has taken a back seat or a back burner. I wish all of you very well. I hope you guys are as healthy and strong and vibrant as you possibly can be. I hope you're getting rest. If you're doing nothing but eating, If you're doing nothing but studying and working, please make sure that you get a day of rest every week. Please make sure that you're not overdoing it and pushing yourself past the point of exhaustion, past, you know, where you can't bounce back from it. Because if you take a preventative day, if you take a personal day or a preventative day, once in a while, even if you're losing money for it, like for me today, I'm supposed to be at work and I had to take a preventative day. I had to focus on something where it needs my attention now, because if I don't give it the attention now, I'm going to suffer even more later. So I need to set myself up for success. That's going to have to be okay. And not only am I not working, not earning money, but I'm spending money. So that hurts, you know? And because I want to live and I want to be healthy, this just has to be okay for me. I have to be at peace with it. I have to be okay with it. There are times when people who are perfectionists, who are very driven to perform and succeed and show others that they're motivated and determined and doing well, such as BTS, such as K-pop idols, such as Korean artists, you know, or our favorite artists. And it can end up hurting them in the long run. So I'm really, really grateful that BTS was able to go to the soup, which the soup translates to the forest. I'm really happy that they were able to go and get rest and relax. And if you were able to watch the show, you saw that a lot of the show was showing us them cooking and eating and enjoying their food. Besides getting some activities, you know, out on the lawn, besides playing baseball, besides using the punching bag and painting and doing those things that stimulates their mind and their creative process, you know, using the RC boats and canoeing and whatever else, all the things that they got to do. I actually want to cover that. I want to watch it again because I did purchase it. So I want to watch it again and give you my thoughts on the whole show. It's very important that we do that because we're human, but that doesn't mean that we are unstoppable. It doesn't mean that we are invincible. So we do need to take care of ourselves. And if we love and feel inspired by what BTS shows us, we can probably take a note from them that you don't burn yourself out to the point of not being able to come back or bounce back from it. So I hope that helps you guys. I hope that you were able to gain something from this episode. And I'm sorry that I was driving for the majority of it, but it was really great to talk to you guys. It was really nice to come and to give you guys a check on where I am. I'm doing a lot. I'm working 6 days a week. I do get very tired. I do get burned out. But I am able to sit down and watch BTS content. I am able to listen to their music every day. I'm able to check on their Twitter and Weverse and VLive every day. It's very fun for me. By the way, if you didn't know, VLive is available on is it Fire TV or Smart TV, whatever it's called. So if you have an Amazon account and a Fire Stick, you should be able to download the VLive app and watch their content on your TV. And that's really fun. And Run BTS, for example, if you haven't been watching it lately, they've been cooking. They did a mystery. What is it called? Like a mystery... I don't know. Where they all played a role and they solved the mystery. And then they're going to continue that. And it's awesome. And they showed us one of their planning sessions where they were brainstorming and coming up with new ideas for Run BTS. And we know that they've been having guests on the show. So they had internet gamers or... a chef that they admire and feel, you know, inspired by. They had watched his cooking show, and they had the voiceover expert guy that they did some recordings and dubbing. It was just really cool, and I can't wait to see what else they're doing. But in order for them to be able to keep doing these things and working hard and showing everything that they have, they need to be healthy. And if we want to watch it and witness it and be part of it, then we also need to be healthy. So that is my shout out to BTS for everything that they've given us, for the example they've shown us, and also my call to action, if you can call it that, if you could say that, is that I'm really hoping that this will inspire somebody who needed to hear this message. If there's any part of your health or your well-being that has been neglected, hopefully you might now feel like it's time to work on that and not just make a New Year's resolution, which may or may not fizzle out in the next few days or weeks or by April or something, but just keep on going. Don't give up, because the things that you want and the things that you need are worth it. They're worth really going after and pursuing. Like, don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on the things that you know you absolutely need, and good things for you to have, good things for you to want. The heart's desire, that's really a good thing. That's not going to hurt you or anyone else in any way. I'm going to leave that with you guys and wish you well, and I am going to just try to get back here to start sharing regular episodes again as soon as I possibly can. You can find me on Twitter at Kathos TV. It is at KAETHOSTV. And that's going to be it for today. I thank you guys for coming. This is Begin the Search.